Good morning, everyone. We are celebrating the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Monsignor Milbauer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Coming together as God's family with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father, in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
They called him the Lip of Louisville, a heavyweight boxer who followed his gold medal victory in the 1960 Rome Olympics with a professional career that quickly led to two things: amazing success and widespread animosity. There was no doubting his ability, but his brash personality and in-your-face arrogance led many to dislike him. His boasting eventually took the form of a simple anthem, "I am the greatest." Few genuine fans of the sport of boxing would challenge his claim of greatness, although many still remember and resent the boasting and bluster he continued to spew for a good part of his career. But time has a way of mellowing all of us, and Muhammad Ali was no exception. There's a story told of a traveler curious about the small crowd surrounding someone at Metro Airport in Detroit. The traveler had enough time to investigate and recognize the champ, as Ali became known later in his life, as the center of all the attention. Afflicted by Parkinson's disease that had robbed him of his gift of gab, he was wordlessly, even humbly, handing out leaflets. The traveler took one and read a message that began with, "God is the greatest." That simple message of today's first reading from the prophet Malachi, a A great king am I, says the Lord. There's a dire warning to the priests. Give glory to my name, or your blessing, I will make a curse. It seems it is from this very perspective that Jesus speaks out so aggressively in our gospel as he confronts the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. How interesting that he doesn't dismiss them or question their authority, but warns all of us to go beyond words of faith and to act on what we profess. Whenever Jesus says, I am, in the Gospels, and he does it a number of times, especially in John, he is making a clear reference to the first commandment of the Ten and to his own divinity. Remember that first communion commandment? I am the Lord, your God. You shall have no strange gods before me. It's very easy to dismiss it as hopelessly out of step with the modern world. We might say there's not a lot of idol worship going on in our culture, at least worship of carved images of strange deities, but we do have our idols: power, wealth, fame, pleasure, independence. The most insidious and widely embraced idol, though, is the image we see when we look in a mirror. There is something within us that, in subtle ways, struggles mightily with the notion of allowing God to be God. It's that determined sense that nobody is going to tell me what to do. So how do we let God be God? Let God be the greatest? One way is through prayer, when we pray the Lord's Prayer and say, Thy will be done. Repeatedly returning to a posture of humbly seeking and following the will of God, no matter how challenging, no matter how contrary to our own will, is the heart and soul of humbling ourselves as Jesus calls us to do. It allows God to be God, and God is the greatest. Let us continue our prayer. May the working of your power, O Lord, increase in us, we pray, so that renewed by these heavenly sacraments, we may be prepared by your gift for receiving what they promise through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just one announcement. You're all invited to come this afternoon to the parish festival. This is the last day, and at the end of the day today, they'll have the drawing for the raffle prizes. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.